King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international ministry proclaiming Jesus Christ as Savior and exalting Him as Lord. This is Steve McLean inviting you to join us in a time of worship with beautiful music and the study of Scripture. We pray that through our time together, you will be drawn into a closer relationship with our Savior, Jesus. Stay tuned for a few moments of inspiration.
And forevermore, I will reign with Him.
We praise the Lord for giving us another day to worship Him. And we welcome you to Moments of Inspiration. In a few moments, we're going to talk about the basic age-old question, what is the meaning of life? Stay tuned for that. We're going to be studying from the book of Ecclesiastes and maybe find an answer you don't quite anticipate. Stay tuned. First, music from One Voice.
In a world of pain and sorrow, when heaven pierces through the cloud of darkness and the glory of the Father shines from heaven's open door, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of the Father with a warm embrace gives welcome, and the angels are rejoicing, and the Father with a voice like rushing wind says all heaven has been waiting. Enter in, enter in, enter in. Dreams of life are shattered, and the body wastes away, when all dignity's abandoned, and the ones who care with broken hearts plead for mercy, but it seems that mercy hides His face. That's when heaven pierces through the cloud of darkness, and the glory of the Father shines from heaven's open door, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of the Father gives welcome, and the angels are rejoicing, and the Father with a voice like rushing wind says all heaven has been waiting. Enter in, enter in.
Everything is meaningless. What does man gain from all his labor, in which he toils under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. Sun rises and the sun sets and hurries back to where it rises. The wind blows to the south and turns round to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning on its course. All streams flow into the sea, yet the sea is never full. To the place the streams come from, there they return again. All things are wearisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear its fill of hearing. What has been, will be again. What has been done, will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. I'm here to tell you, beloved, that if you're depressed, please don't read Ecclesiastes. It is a very sad book. Ecclesiastes is Solomon looking for meaning in life. And we consider Solomon a very wise man, and he considered himself a very wise man. And he decided to make it his quest to figure out what life was all about. He said, I wanted to see what was worthwhile for men to do under heaven during the few days of their lives. Now, if this wise man says, I went to find out what you ought to do with your life, maybe we ought to listen and see what he tried. Because Solomon is a man that really did try just about everything. Everything that most men try to find meaning and joy in life, Solomon did. In chapter 1 of Ecclesiastes, he said, I applied myself to the understanding of wisdom and also of madness and folly. But I learned that this too is a chasing after the wind. For with much wisdom comes much sorrow. The more knowledge, the more grief. So in chapter 2, I thought in my heart, come now, I will test you with pleasure to find out what is good. But that also proved to be meaningless. Laughter, I said, is foolish. And what does pleasure accomplish? I tried cheering myself with wine and embracing folly, my mind still guiding me with wisdom. I undertook great projects. I built houses for myself and planted vineyards. I made gardens and parks and planted all kinds of fruit trees in them. I made reservoirs to water groves of flourishing trees. I bought male and female slaves and had other slaves who were born in my house. I also owned more herds and flocks than anyone in Jerusalem before me. I amassed silver and gold for myself and the treasure of kings and provinces. I acquired men and women singers and harem as well. The delights of the heart of man. I became greater by far than anyone in Jerusalem before me, and all this my wisdom stayed with me. Here's a summary of what he tried. I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. I refused my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my work, and this was the reward for all my labor. Yet when I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun. Solomon tried wisdom. He tried madness. He tried being silly. He tried laughter. He tried wine, women, and song, very literally. And none of it brought him joy. None of it brought him meaning. He was so frustrated with life because no matter what he did, it didn't satisfy. He built great projects. He built things that would outlast him, and yet there was no great joy in that. It didn't mean anything to him. Solomon even talked about amassing great wealth, and eventually he said what happens is you finally leave it to some fool that doesn't know what to do with it. What's the meaning in that? I guess most of us, if we have just given ourselves some idle time to think, have thought, what would make me really happy? We've maybe even been asked that question. For some, they think it's power. Political power would make them happy. If they could just, you know, have their way and make things happen the way they wanted it to. Many people believe that money, how much money? Well, more, a lot more, is what would make them happy. To have the boat out there at the dock or the airplane in the hangar or the three Hummers in the five-car garage, whatever their dream is, they think if they get it, they'll be happy. Some think the answer is pleasure, whether it's the wine and getting drunk on Friday night or doing drugs or maybe just pursuing some sport or leisure activity. They think if they can just pleasure their senses enough, they will be happy. For others, it might be food or sleep. Solomon tried to make every sense in his body happy, and yet there was no meaning in that for him. Solomon tried all of these things, and he said, meaning is not here. There may be meaning out there, but I haven't found it. And all of these things that mankind has tried. But whenever we say Solomon tried it all, that's a mistake. Let me read you just a short list of things Solomon didn't try, and this list is by no means complete. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Poor in spirit. Does that sound like Solomon to you? Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Meek. A man who seems to own the world and can have anything he wants. Meek. No, meekness was not something that Solomon tried. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Now, Solomon pursued a lot of things, but righteousness was not on the list, not as far as you can read in Ecclesiastes. Blessed are the merciful. It's kind of hard to be merciful when you're so self-absorbed, as Solomon was. Blessed are the pure in heart. There's not much purity in his pursuits. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness. Here is a list, just a short list, of things that Solomon didn't try. And yet listen to the meaning, listen to the purpose behind them. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. They will be comforted. They will inherit the earth. They will be filled. They will be shown mercy. They will see God. They will be called sons of God. Yes, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Beloved, meaning can be found in life, but it's not in the pursuit of wealth. It's not in the pursuit of political power or influence. It's not in the pursuit of pleasure. It's in the pursuit of God. Not just any God, not the God that you want, not the God that will do what you want him to, the God of Scripture, the one that calls us to be poor in spirit, the one that calls us to love our enemies, the one that calls us to bless those who persecute us, to pray for them, to rejoice and be glad, even when we're persecuted, because great is our reward in heaven. Yes, there is meaning to life. Meaning is found in Jesus Christ, in following His teachings, in leaning hard upon His sacrifice for us, in giving our very lives for Him. Jesus said, "He who wants to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for me will find it." We will find meaning in life when we lose our lives in Jesus Christ.
Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God. Lift up your countenance, for the victory is won. Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God, and give the glory to the Holy One. Lift up your countenance.
Moments of Inspiration strives to bring you encouragement and a clearer picture of Jesus Christ and His will for your life. There is more information about this ministry available on our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We also make printed materials available to you free of charge, including Bible correspondence courses and a modern English translation of the Scripture. If we can help you in your walk with Jesus in any way, please let us know. You can write us at Moments of Inspiration, Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas, 79015. That's Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas, 79015. Or you may send us an email at moiradio@sbcglobal.net. If you missed the address, just visit our website and contact us there. That website, again, is momentsofinspiration.org. Thank you so much for joining us, and be sure to listen again at the same time next week to Moments of Inspiration.
And give the glory.